Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and one of our first guests on the show here today from Green County ISU Extension is our director, Lori Mantle, joining us now. So thank you very much, Lori, for being on.
Thanks, Coltrane. We have a busy month already now that it's December. This Wednesday, December 4th, we have the final of our scheduled commercial pesticide applicator trainings. It is on pest control operators. It starts at 9 a.m. They run about 2.5 hours to 11:30. Cost for this one is a little more expensive. It's $60. If you need to have this class, we encourage you to give us a call and we'll get you signed up. Also, this will wrap up our scheduled commercial pesticide applicator trainings. We do have limited slots available for re-shows. First come, first serve. We ask that you get in touch with Cindy here at the office, and we can get a few in before the holiday. If you need any re-shows, we encourage you to call sooner versus later to Cindy Adamson at 386-2138.
All right, and moving from that, of course, you've got a couple of things happening on this Friday, one of which is your first in the series of our Ag Coffees. Let's talk about what the first one is going to be this year.
This Friday, we have a twofer. We're going to start at 9 a.m. at Clover Hall. It's going to be a bigger crowd, we think, because it's on the Farm Bill. Lots of activities, lots of things that we need to be aware of with the Farm Bill going on. Tim Christensen, our Extension Farm Management Specialist from Iowa State University, is going to be there. We have this scheduled a little longer. It's definitely come and go. It's from 9 to 11:30. Just show up. No need to let us know you're coming. We're going to have coffee and donuts. Lots of lots of discussion. There is no charge. The refreshments are going to be sponsored by Home State Bank, so we thank them for that. Then you can come back at 1 o'clock, or we encourage you to show up at by 12:30 for the Iowa Private Pesticide Recertification. That's also going to be at Clover Hall, the Green County Fairgrounds. That's going to run from 1 to 3. Cost for that is $20. We have our ISU farm agronomist, Mike Witt, is going to be presenting once again. The cost for that is $20. So again, a busy month for Green County Extension. If the private pesticide date does not work for you, we have listed for area. We're one of the first that offers it here in December. We're going to offer it again later in March in the evening. This date doesn't work for you, just give us a call, and we've got listings of every county nearly has these private pesticides, so they're all going to be $20. Looking ahead for our Ag Coffees, the first one is going to be this Friday, as we said. We also have some organized in January. It's going to be on farm demonstration trials. Mike Witt is the state lead on that, so we're very fortunate that he can come and talk on that topic. In February, it's going to be on farm succession. I know that's a hot topic with a lot of farm families. Then we're going to wrap up in March. That's going to be on farm quality, anywhere from your backyard to the city to the farm. All these Ag Coffees are free of charge.
And now we'll turn our attention over to our 4-H and Youth Coordinator, Kayla Wilms, joining us now. So, Kayla, thank you very much for coming back on the program.
Thanks for having me today, Coltrane. First thing that we're going to talk about is that we've got Lego League on Saturday. We have four intermediate age 4-H'ers that are participating at Glidden Schools on Saturday from 9 to noon. So if anybody's interested in going to check that out, that'll be an exciting day. They've done a lot of work, a lot of practice to get their robot ready and their project ready. This year's project, they had to take an abandoned building or in a building that's no longer going to be used and then design and reconstruct it to be a usable place for anybody in the community that they live in. They decided to do the middle school to see what opportunities might be available after the school closes, after the new school is built. So it's exciting to see that. I don't know the final details, so I won't spoil that for you, but we're excited to see what the kids come up with and for them to compete on Saturday. On Sunday, we have beef weigh-in starting at 1 o'clock. For county fair only, please come between 1 and 2:30. If you need retinal imaging done for state fair, please come between 2:30 and 4. We have a new location this year for beef weigh-in. It'll be in the pen of Three Barn, just south of the show ring. For more details, check your email. We'll give those out later this week.
And then we've got, of course, that reiteration of a conference or a workshop that's going to be taking place for area 4-H'ers to be involved with, as well as some other community members. Can you tell us a little bit about that upcoming workshop that's going to be dealt with down in Audubon?
We have a regional workshop over the winter break this year for 7th and 8th graders. This is open to all 7th and 8th graders. If you're a 4-H member, it is free. And if you're a non-4-H member, it is $10. Topics that we're going to discuss are vaping, the hidden risks. We're going to do some team building and leadership activities, as well as You can experience Ottoman's new rec center, as well as the program called Ouch and Talk About Stereotypes. This workshop day is called Rise Up, and it is from 10 to 3 on Saturday, December 28th. So if you're interested, please give me a call here at the Extension office to get signed up.
And not to be outdone by other workshops, but we've got one that has limited space available that's upcoming here towards the end of the month. Tell us a little bit about what's going to be happening at the Sherdan Library.
We are going to be offering a sewing workshop for any 4th through 12th grade 4-H'er, so it is very limited on our space available. So we're only going to be able to have 8 kids come. This workshop will be December 30th at the Sherdan Library. More details will come out next week.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program, here with our Extension Director, Lori Mantle, as well as our 4-H and Youth Coordinator, Kayla Wilms. Community State Bank in Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.